Florida's newest and best in radio, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM.
Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long. Well, good morning. This is Keith, of course, the boss of the beach, but I happen to be out of town in Washington, D.C., the capital. And we're here to support our veteran. I'm going to the VA just to do some conversation on behalf of our veterans in Florida. And that's what we're doing. We're taking care of St. Pete. And, of course, this is 96.7 FM. Good morning. We're glad to have you here. I met a gentleman and a lady, and all were from Tampa. And I'm on the road, and because they're from Tampa, and this gentleman that I'm talking about is called a new sidekick. So hold on 1 minute. He's coming on the line. Hello there. Hi, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and we're back. You know we're talking to John Charles Turner. And the book is God's Junk Man. Again, we know that we're the sidekicks. And tell me a little bit more about the book, because I know it's a part of something that you built, and I love the book. Talk about your book.
Okay, Keith. The book itself is about my friendship with the world-renowned folk artist Howard Finster.
Okay.
He is a reverend. He was a reverend. He's since passed. But he's one of the most famous folk artists, or the most famous folk artist in the world. And he was a good friend of mine.
Wow. And okay.
Howard has been at the National Gallery of Art in the Smithsonian. And he has work all over the world. I think he probably goes in the Guinness Book of World Records as the most prolific painter. He did roughly 47,000 pieces of art before he died.
Wow.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's definitely prolific.
And then
doubt about it.
He built an outside art environment up here in Somerville, Georgia, called Paradise Garden.
Okay.
The man was just phenomenal in his energies and in his desire to spread his messages of God's love around the world, which he did on his pieces of art. And he would always write a little bit on every piece of art that he did. You know, he was famous in the respect that he collaborated with a lot of musicians. REM, I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
Out of Athens. They were good friends with Howard. And then
yes.
Talking Heads, I don't know whether you're familiar. I guess you're familiar with Talking Heads.
Of course.
Howard did the album cover for Talking Heads, and it got album cover of the year, and I believe that was in the 1980s.
Yes, it was
featured in Rolling Stone magazine. Howard had been on the Johnny Carson show, and you know, Johnny just never did give his guests too much time. Maybe 10 minutes at the most interview, but Howard got on there and he stole the show. And he was on stage with Johnny for about 20 minutes, and he just won the audience over. So
yes.
He was, you can, anyone.
I happen to remember that one because I was on the, I think it was 2 days later, we were on the show and I was with Little Richard. And we got a chance to meet him because a lot of people thought the shows were every day. They take five shows in one day.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yeah, and it was in daytime most of the time.
It was in daytime. I think ours was at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Howard was on in the daytime, too.
Yeah, it was all in the daytime. You know, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us because the lady and the gentleman
who worked with you all, and I think she was in charge of public relations or something, is from Tampa. That's how we got to stop with you. And she was so nice, and we did interview her and her husband. Actually, the other day we did it because she was with the DOD, as we talked about. She was with the DOD. And what a wonderful family. And, of course, he was Navy, you know, but it worked out fine. So you got a great group of people around you there, and the stone memorials that stand straight up that are there in that park is phenomenal. You know, I took pictures, and we're going to be posting them, of course, on our website. And you can, of course, look it up anytime you want. Go to WVETOnlineRadio.com. And guess what? Live morning time, you're hearing it. And this is 96.7 FM. And we have another sidekick and Brad on it with us now. Repeat, what was your father's, where was he stationed? Because my father was also Army Air Corps. But he was in Kelly Field in Texas.
We, Dad started out at Chanute, I think, Airport. You know, his training, then he was at Craig Air Force Base in Selma, Alabama. And then we went to Brize Norton Air Force Base in England, right around Chipping Norton, England. And then we came back. Then we came back to Texas at Carswell Air Force Base.
Carswell, yes.
And then he was in SAC, the Strategic Air Command. And
yes.
Then we, his last assignment was again back at Craig Air Force Base in Selma. And then he retired. And so my brother and I, his brother was 2 years older than I, we got to do some traveling. And it was a lot of fun. And a lot of different experiences being an Air Force brat. And we have that in common, Keith.
Well, that's not only that. My engineer was probably listening and laughing. He's also Air Force. And I just left my nephew, because he ended up getting stationed in South Africa. But he was born, my nephew was born on MacDill Air Force Base, right here in Tampa, Florida.
That's right. That's a big air base, too.
Big air base. And he was born there. And the fact that we went to see some people, and they said, well, we're from Tampa. And he said, I was born in Tampa. And took his phone out and showed them the pictures, and they just clapped. So they loved it. And that's how I got a chance to meet you, because that lady didn't know that we had that Tampa connection.
Well,
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk. Please tell them how they can get your book.
Okay, the name of the book is God's Junk Man, and this is what I would like for people to do if they're interested in it. God's Junk Man is a book about my friendship with Howard Finster. We created the World Friendship Flag together, and it's the world's largest flag for peace and friendship. And if you purchase an ebook copy of God's Junk Man, I will donate all that money, if all the monies that come from that, toward the World Friendship Flag, which in turn is designed to raise money to go to CARE to help feed the world's hungry children. But an ebook copy, if you would just purchase that, and there's really $4 worth of fun, of humor in it, then we'll take those monies and we'll donate it toward the project, the World Friendship Flag Project, which will in turn donate to CARE to help feed the world's hungry children. And that's what it's about. And that's what Howard was all about, was
feeding the hungry children,
spreading love and feeding hungry
spreading
children.
Love.
Yes.
I remember him well. Okay. Well, I just wanted to get that done so that we can make sure that people hear what this story was about. I want to thank you for calling back, and we appreciate you. And next time we get a chance, we'll bring you into the studio. John, you have a wonderful day.
You too, Keith. And thank you. And again, God bless you.
God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was John Turner. What a man. And
he's a brat. He's a friend of veterans, and he's doing stuff to help friendship. And with all the things coming on and coming out of course, Afghanistan, it's shutting down. America's pulling out. We're bringing a lot of our young people home. These are now going to be veterans. A large percentage of them will not be back in the military. So we want them to know that we're here for whatever they need and whatever they do. And because we're here in St. Petersburg, right across the bridge from MacDill, we want everybody to know that those new soldiers coming in, welcome them. Maybe not with big parade, but on a daily basis, if you find a new young vet who's moved back into this area, and we know a lot of them will, because MacDill Air Force Base is where a lot of that Afghanistan war, a lot of the Iraqi war, was the logistics was out of here. So we appreciate all these young vets coming back, and we want to make it easy for them. And of course, hopefully, we can help them in more than that one way. And one of those things I want to talk about is, of course, our Veterans Administration, Department of Veterans Affairs. And of course, they have a lot to offer. They do have construction updates if you're doing work, learning videos on the website, archive newsletters, cemetery workers. We know that the Veterans Department of Veterans Affairs is a large operation. They have a lot of different places that you can go to receive the information directly inside the Veterans Administration. But they also support the VSOs, so that if you have questions and you need to, go to your VSO. Let's not overload the Veterans Affairs office directly, but they're the backup and the lead. You can go to American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, your AMVETS doing well. And of course, the Wounded Warriors. You know, we don't talk enough about those boys. Year before last, they had one young man who was handicapped and lost the use of his legs. And he wanted to go out with his friends. The problem was, the motorized scooter, the little riding thing he had, couldn't climb and do stuff. And he loved to hunt. They got together, and I want to say thank you for those who put in their monies to make sure that this young man had it. They helped create a stand-up wheelchair that has tractor things on it, tracks instead of wheels. And that young man is happy because he's going back hunting and fishing with his friends, and he's not a burden. So we want to say thank you. And that happened because of a local American Legion. But they took the time to figure out what it was that they needed to do. And guess what? We salute Department of Veterans Affairs for their support for that kind of operation. A couple of things that I want to mention, you got to remember that state agencies for veterans, licensing, liaison can be accomplished. VA benefits online guide, legal resource guide, veterans ID. All of these things are directly related to what we are all about. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. And of course, I'm talking to you today live from Washington, D.C. We're up here to take care of some business with them in support of Veterans Affairs in our area, right here, St. Petersburg, Florida. And this is the Boss of the Beach, 96.7 FM. And we want to say hello to all of those who are listening. We want to say thank you. Call a friend. Tell them that 96.7 and Sunshine Radio is on the air just for you. One of the things that we want to remind you of course, is the crisis line. Our crisis line operation is something that we appreciate. Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. I don't give out numbers very often, but that one I did. And I appreciate you. If you have any need, if one of the veterans or friends is having any kind of problems, call the crisis line. They will talk to you. And if you happen to have the vet to talk, they'll help there and guide him to somewhere where you can get official help. Now, we have to talk a little bit about COVID-19. We know now that there's a surge. Number one, they've decided that all of the veterans who work now must be vaccinated. So when you go to the VA hospital now, the people who are servicing you should be vaccinated. We say, wear your mask. Don't forget to get your little hand sanitizer, because those solutions work. I know that a lot of people have, all of them have not gotten their shots, and those who have gotten their shots are doing okay. Be sure, if you have questions, feel free to call and be cognizant of the answers you're going to get about COVID-19. It has already mutated. So we're going to have a little bit more of the veterans getting on board to help those. When I got my shots, that's what they did. Actually, the Coast Guard was there, and they helped all of us, and everybody was happy. But the veterans are now stepping up to the plate. A lot of our veterans are now going and doing the outreach to some of the places, because a lot of the older people just can't get to some of their locations to get a shot or to even be tested. And the veterans have stepped up to the plate. They're making a difference. Okay? Two other things. VA pension benefits. There's a little bit more money than it used to be. So we're asking to go back, check out what your benefits are, and see if you can get upgraded. Veterans, of course, Survivor, and the Department of Benefits is now open. And please check with them if you're having a question or if you're having a need to make sure of what your benefits are. Another thing that the Veterans Affairs has now gotten involved with, and especially right here in our area, of course, is the home loan guarantee benefits. A lot of people are moving into Florida, and a lot of our veterans who are coming out, who are checking out of the military in MacDill Air Force Base, will need a place to stay. And we're reaching out to let them know it's all happening and you can get help. You don't have to be lost. It's all right here to help. We want to thank everybody for tuning in right now, because today is one of those great days where we're all going to be able to look at this and help anybody that we think we can help. We're going to help as many people as possible. Wow. Now, in our quest to make sure that everybody gets something, of course, the state of Florida pledges to provide consultants, business customers, stockbrokers, and especially anybody who wants to go to school. That's what I'm talking about. Education is still the way. Don't forget, if you have a need, go. Schools are finally getting to be open, and they're going to social distance, and they're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that all students are protected for anything, and especially those who now are coming back in from Afghanistan. Doors are open at all the schools. Use education as a tool. It will put you in a better position while you're coming home. Welcome home, and welcome right here, 96.7 FM. Of course, this is Balls of the Beach from WVET OnlineRadio.com. Play a little music, and we'll be right back. We want to thank you for tuning in right here, WVET's radio voice for veterans. And of course, we're broadcasting this morning at 96.7 Sunshine Radio. And actually, we want to say thank you for the state of Florida, because one thing we have three things. And those three things are: one, sunshine; number two, fresh air; and number three, beaches. So we want to thank everybody, want to come visit, but we're getting kind of full down here. And we want you to know that there's limited space left. And we got to take the masks and put them back on. And like they said, when you're talking fast, it's on like Donkey Kong. Again, we want to thank everybody for tuning in, of course, here this morning. And we have the best in entertainment, music, information. And I love the station because it's all day long. We want to thank Joe Bardot and all the team who have put the time together to make something like this work. It's important. And we're going to share in that responsibility for importance. Voice for Veterans. I do have someone that I want to bring on in a couple of minutes, but we're going to go right forward with this because there's not much time left. Of course, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and I got Miss Daisy Brown on the phone. And she hails from Baltimore, Maryland, but has worked with us. And last time she was in our area, they were doing a convention. And I wanted to tell you about the Senior Citizens League, that they support veterans. Tell them, Daisy, this is Miss Daisy Brown.
Hello. The Senior Citizens League is a organization that has been set up to keep the seniors informed of happenings as far as legislative changes, Medicare, medical benefits, health issues. We do it all. We visit Capitol Hill and present bills and so forth. And it's
do you have to be a certain age?
No. Okay. But we would prefer, you know, a senior, but we don't have a problem with us a child of a senior who's concerned about mom or dad. You know, we need them.
Because, well, I know you all have worked with our veterans and always, and I love what you're talking about now.
Thank you.
Going with our senior veterans, and it's a lot of them in the wings right now.
Yeah, yes. And, you know, so we're here to help them. There is no cost to join, you know, the organization. We do ask for donations from time to time to help keep us afloat. But we have over 1 million members throughout the country, and I'm so proud of that, to be the national secretary for this organization. It just makes my heart just, it makes me so happy that, you know, I'm a part of such an organization.
Well, we love that, and we know that you're working hard. Give us the name of the organization and a way to contact.
Okay, it's it's the Senior Citizens League, and they are in Arlington, Virginia, and it's the www.seniorsseniorleague.org.
Okay.
I believe that's right.
Okay.
If that's incorrect, you can get it on the web, the Senior Citizens League, and we're the only one in the country. And we are headquartered in Arlington, Virginia.
Well, thank you so much. Ms. Brown, stay around. We want to thank you. And please stay with us. We're definitely going to be having you do more interviews and have you interview some of the other veterans that you're working with and the people that need to know, because this is Voice for Veterans.
That would be wonderful. It would be my pleasure.
All righty, which is her pleasure, and we're going to let Daisy go back and help another senior citizen.
Maybe thank you. Me. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I want to say to everybody, I really appreciate you. Stay tuned all the time. All the time. I want you to take your radio, turn it on to Sunshine, and leave it there. There's a lot of information, and always remember, Saturday mornings, Voice for Veterans, Thursday, midday, right after midday, you have Voice for Veterans again. And they're separate shows. We are going to be doing more music on the Thursday show, so stay with us, enjoy it. And we appreciate you listening at your service, all the time, rain or shine. And again, we're in and we're over and out. Good, Good Girl, coming up next. A song I wrote many years ago. Stay tuned, the Little Richard Band, Good, Good Girl.
hand to you.
Because it's the San Francisco sound.
Veterans Alliance, WVETOnlineRadio.com. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice from Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.